are you searching?
Looking
for a sign. A message you need to hear. From the great unknown. From the most mysterious place. That is the most familiar to your soul. In the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to. That you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. And Laura is explaining the sheer volume of psychic trauma she and her family experienced at the hands of more than one difficult ghost. You had one astounding night that I want you to tell everyone about.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So every parent's priority, or should be their priority, is the safety and well-being of your children. And one night we're all sleeping, and I'm actually sleeping, by the way, because at this point I'm rationalizing that two consecutive hours of sleep is a full night's sleep. It's that bad. And I do everything I can to make sure my husband can get a good night's sleep because he's got to actually go to work and earn a paycheck. And,
what a concept.
Right. And, you know, I stopped working and because I'm literally feeling like I'm, and I know I am, fighting for my family's soul. There, we're sound asleep, and all of a sudden I hear a shriek and the front door slam, and I race down the hallway. And my daughter's light's on in her bedroom. She's not in her bed. As a parent, what does that make you think happened?
Was she kidnapped?
Right.
What happened to her?
What was she kidnapped? What happened? And I run outside, and she's at the end of the driveway, and she is just sobbing. And what had happened was Annabelle decided to stand over her like an anti-sentinel with a butcher knife hanging over her head all night long, and Annabelle wouldn't leave. Her goal was to try to kill my daughter. This ghost wanted to kill my daughter so she could be my daughter. Now, that's not logical. It's not like...
Well, if you're a six-year-old ghost, it might be logical.
Right.
But if you're a mortal person, you can't wrap your brain around
what
such
do you
a
do
thing.
With
but
this?
For your daughter, this was real. This isn't a normal reaction.
Oh, and this butcher knife has stabbed her in the back a few times.
That's right. So this is the first time she's doing it all night long.
Right. And now my daughter is terrified that this ghost child's going to stab my daughter and kill her, and she'll be a ghost just like Annabelle. So I'm outside in the street. I scoop her up, and, you know, most of the times it seems like I'm sleeping in her bed with her, or she's sleeping in our bed with us. I mean, it's just that bad.
Okay, when you were in the room with her, did that shift any of the energy for what was happening?
Not really.
It just made her feel she wasn't alone.
Yeah, that's the only thing it did. And, you know, as a parent, I'm terrified this whole time. It's like, what do you do with this? What do you do about this? And I have to be careful because I don't want, you know, friends and family and professionals to think that, you know, we're crazy, we're whack jobs. I mean,
or put her on drugs, or she's got a brain tumor, or,
you know, I had one friend who I told a little bit about, like, oh yeah, she can kind of see ghosts. And my friend's reaction was, oh, she's probably autistic. And I was just like, no, she sees dead people.
Psychic people are not autistic. And maybe you can be autistic and be psychic.
And yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because you're psychic doesn't mean you're autistic.
And it was just really, it was really disheartening that, you know, level of not understanding. But it's a fear thing, too. I'm sure it was fearful for her to think that this could really happen. I mean, you know, we've talked about it before. Ghosts exist throughout the history, throughout everywhere.
All right. I want to ask you, what physical phenomenon happened in your house?
The lights would turn on at night. There were, you know, bumps and noises and things disappearing. And you put your keys on the table, but they're on the countertop now. Things moved all the time. And we kind of thought we were going crazy with it, right? This is the stuff that horror movies are made out of. This is the stuff that people pay to go to the movies and see the stuff happening. And that's my normal everyday life.
Did you have the cabinet issue?
Cabinets, doors would open and close. The refrigerator would open. The radio in the car would turn on all the time.
That's a favorite ghost tactic.
It is.
Radio.
And I remember her, I think it might have been her second grade teacher at this time. It was just, she kind of knew my daughter could also see things and bodies at the time. And
so she had medical intuitive abilities.
Yeah. She walked up to her teacher and she says, you're going to be really sick tomorrow. And the teacher's like, okay. And she, you know, went on with her day. But I didn't know my daughter said this. About a week, 3 or 4 days later, or whatever, the end of the week, I get this email from my daughter's teacher saying, can I talk to you? Will you come in, please? And I'm like, oh God, what happened? Right. And I go and I talk to her. She goes, you know, your daughter told me that I was going to be sick and I felt fine. I felt like I had a little bit of a cold, but then she told me that I was going to, have bronchitis because my lungs looked red. And sure enough, I got bronchitis. What is that? And she's kind of freaked out. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, she can kind of see things. And she goes, oh, is that why things move around in the classroom? I'm like, oh, God. And, you know, one of the ghosts that was a constant visitor was Steve-O, the party ghost.
Oh, my gosh. Tell him about that.
Steve-O, I like to party was his line. And when he would do that, all the radios would turn on full blast in the car or wherever. And Steve-O even did that in our daughter's classroom a few times. So,
oh my God.
Everybody's working, everybody's quiet, and my daughter would hear, I'm Steve-O, and I like to party, and the music would just turn on, even though the machine was off, and blast really, really loud. So now my daughter's teacher is kind of seeing some things. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait for the school year to end, right?
Yeah.
But it's not just the ghosts that were the issue. And like I said before, I knew even from a child that it's not all ghosts and unicorns and rainbows. Throughout this whole ordeal, my daughter would report this three-headed crocodile that would slither around the house. Now, I knew it was real. I knew it was real because of the way the animals would run and hide or hiss or bark.
Or I loved what your rabbit did.
Our rabbit, we had a house rabbit who was like the coolest pet on the planet. He would use the dog door to go in and out all the time. I mean, he was like a dog. And he had a bed. He had a little potty litter box thing. He was totally cool. When this three-headed crocodile would come slithering at him, he would start thumping his foot really, really hard. And I knew what was happening. how do I stop this thing from harming my animals or harming the living? I had no idea what this thing was.
And that's what your daughter described. Did she describe anything else that she could see that wasn't a ghost?
There were all kinds of other beings and entities. There were long, wispy things. There was this guy with a hat that would stand in the corner of her room and just stare at her 24/7. It was a house of horror. How do you get control? As a parent, I felt so powerless. How can I help my little girl? How can I help my family? And I am praying like I've never prayed before. I have been searching for answers, looking for help, but I have to do it in the background. So, you know, it's not, you know, for parents out there or aunts and uncles or whomever who know they have a child who's like excels at the piano or excels playing soccer, you can go around and say, hey, my kid really is good at the piano. She's gifted at the piano. I'm looking for a really good piano teacher. I'm looking for a really good soccer coach. You don't say, my kid can see things and I'm looking for a really good psychic. That's not going to go anywhere.
Well, no, it's
not. It's going to take you to the loony bin, right?
Well, it's going to take you to the loony bin. And I think that I want to back up just a little bit, and I want you to go into how did this affect your husband's career? How did this affect your other daughters?
It was really exhausting for the rest. It was exhausting for the whole family. My primary focus centered around our safety, our spiritual safety, our spiritual well-being. And I spent most of my energy and time with this particular daughter because she really needed it. The other kids and my husband, they did feel left out. I'm sure they did. They haven't said that, but I mean, it was that bad. My husband's career, it was like he could go to work and he could, because he was at work, he could actually get some rest, but it's exhausting. Our other kids are trying to be normal. They're trying to do things with friends. Nobody is inviting their friends over to our house anymore.
Well,
our house
is really lonely.
Well, our house used to be like the house to go to. You know, the kids have this toy house in the backyard that's this 8x10 structure with air conditioning, full to the brim of Polly Pockets and Legos and, you know, little pet shops and whatever. And there's a pool and everybody was always at our house. Everybody, it was like the house everybody went to. And now all of a sudden this darkness sets in. We would have parties all the time with family and friends and everything stopped. We couldn't have anyone over because we didn't know what was going to happen.
We didn't know what was going to happen. Your house feels fearful because you have two mortal people who are afraid and you have all of these ghosts. And a lot of the negativity stems from the resonance of the ghosts who died. So you have Annabelle who goes from, you didn't have this phenomenon when Annabelle wasn't angry. As soon as Annabelle becomes angrier and angrier and angrier, now the after effect of that is really chilling. And you're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuition, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. Laura has a couple of more ghost stories, and then we're going to talk about some of the amazing things we're going to share with you next week. So you had two stories that you need to share. They were amazing.
Well, one of them was, you know, sometimes you have to find the humor and the trauma and the drama, right? And at the time, I was really, you know, ticked off. Can I use the P word or not? Probably not, huh?
It's a family show. We be careful.
Okay. So my husband and I are watching TV one night, and it's like right before Christmas, and our daughter comes out of her bedroom with these just huge, just tears streaming down her face. I'm like, what happened now? Because usually when something paranormal happens, I hear, Mom, and Mom always has two syllables. I'm like, okay, great, that's not normal. This time she comes out with just these huge tears, and she goes, is Santa Claus real? And I'm like, what? It's like maybe 3 days before Christmas. This really bad man, ghost man, is in my room right now, and he's telling me that I'm such a baby because I believe in Santa Claus and, you know, all of this stuff, and he's telling me that it's not real, and so he's just going on and on and on. And this was kind of like, you know, this was like our last magical year like that, because she was, you know, 6, 7 years of age. So our, you know, our other girls are like, oh yeah, we're going to have so much fun. It's going to be so much, you know, doing all this Christmas, Santa Claus stuff. This jerk of a ghost ruined it. And this was the moment that I realized that if you're a jerk in life and you die, you're going to be a jerk in death.
Yes, your personality doesn't change when you leave a mortal body. Who you have been is who you will continue to be unless you consciously seek to change, whether you're in a body or not.
Yeah.
And you've had some other ones, too.
Well, you know, one of them I had, our daughter had a, her name was Julia, a little, maybe she might have been like 12 years old at the time. She came to my daughter looking for help. And I think this happened somewhere in the Midwest. Julia was taken out of her bedroom by a friend of a friend of a family member kind of thing. And horrible things happened to Julia. And this man killed her, stuffed her in a garbage bag, and put her in the dump. And her ghost found my daughter, and she is begging my daughter, please tell my mommy I love her. Please tell her I didn't run away. Please tell my mom this. Please tell my mom that. I have no idea what to do. I don't know where this kid's from. I don't know. Even if I did, this works great on television, but in real life, I mean, really?
Psychics are so suspect that, I mean, they think you're crazy. Again, that's what we're trying to do is bring what is paranormal into a more normal understanding and insight. It's not just, oh, these are cool stories. These are events that happen to real people, and they still need help. And your frustration, the emotional trauma you're experiencing, watching your daughter experience this, and not having any way to assist her or make this better, because children always want you to make it better.
Right. You're the adult in charge. You're supposed to fix these problems. And the aloneness and isolation that my family was experiencing, we had two lives. We had the public persona life, and we had this huge, deep, dark secret. And, you know, we live in suburbia, basically, middle-class America. I am, you know, doing all this volunteer work. I'm working.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, I'm doing all of this other stuff, and these people are saying, hey, I've got this project, or can you help me with it? You know, like these, like, leadership civic city things or school board things. And I have to keep saying, no, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. And meanwhile, I'm gaining weight like crazy. But the bags under my eyes are just beyond belief. I mean, it is so traumatizing. And we're cutting back on being social. We can't go out and do things. We can't have a normal conversation. My husband and I can't go out to dinner with people anymore because we can't afford to leave our daughter with anyone else, another sitter or buyers, you know, with the older ones or whatever. It didn't matter. We couldn't leave our children home alone.
Yes, because you're never alone.
We're never alone. And looking back, if I would have left them home alone or not, it wouldn't have mattered necessarily.
Yes, but the people who would be staying with your children would then be traumatized.
Yes.
And then you had, when you're driving with your children, that was one of the most scary things. You had ghosts jumping into your car.
Oh, my gosh. We'd be driving down the freeway, and these ghosts would just jump into our car. I didn't know my minivan could house so many people.
Yeah, I've been there.
And sometimes they would want our attention and grab the steering wheel, or sometimes they would turn on the radio. So even driving safely was an issue.
Well, didn't you also have the day your daughter went to a costume event?
Yes, our daughter was, she was like Snow White or I don't know what it was, something like that. And we come home and she did this great performance and come home and, you know, we go to bed and then the next morning, I'm, you know, taking the kids to school, and this child is still getting ready to school because they all go to different schools because they're ages. And I come back, and my daughter's like, this little girl saw me in the play last night, Mom, and she wants my autograph. She goes, how do I do that?
Can't make this up. Cannot make this up.
I'm like, you know, why don't you just write your name on a piece of paper and hand it to her? And my daughter writes her name on a piece of paper, hands it to her, and, you know, I tell this little ghost child, thank you so much. I'm so glad you enjoyed the show and this and that.
And why did she want her autograph?
Because she thought she did such a great job, she thought she was a famous person. And this was another little child who was probably maybe 4 or 5 years old, so younger than my daughter. And, you know, my daughter hands her this piece of paper, and I watch it just go and lands on the floor. But this ghost child was so excited to get this.
She knew about autographs.
She knew about autographs. I mean, she probably went to Disneyland and was getting Disney autographs from the princesses.
So this
maybe
would mean that you must have felt that wherever you went,
we were never alone. Oh,
well,
my
not
God.
Only were you never alone, you were walking in a crowd all the time with all these dead around you. And the more
you had. Now, here's where I realized that if you want to, all you ghost hunter people out there, if you want to find a ghost, go to any liquor section in any grocery store, and I guarantee you there's going to be a whole handful of them there.
Oh, you've got, the alcoholics.
Or a hospital. Go to a hospital. You don't need to lock yourself up in a dungeon somewhere.
No.
Or go to the mall. Yeah, the mall. I mean, hospitals. I mean, oh, my gosh, one of our friend's parents died, and we had to go to the services, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be fun, right?
Oh, it's so difficult. And I think that really what we're trying to convey is that Laura was dealing with the extreme example of a paranormal series of chronic experiences. A paranormal series of chronic experiences.
And we're not alone, and we're not special in this.
No. And, I'm sure you didn't feel like a goddess, a priestess, a shaman, or seer.
I felt like I was 4 inches tall.
Right. You felt more like you were hammered. And you're so exhausted that you can't even wrap your brain around how to get through each day. And what's going to happen is over in the next episode next week, we're really excited about this episode because we wanted you to have the full depth and breadth of Laura's experience, because next week we're going to really detail the lengths Laura went to find responsible help for this situation, which basically ultimately led to us getting together because we know karma never wastes
right.
energy.
And, a lot of these trials and tribulations, I look back and they are so flipping funny. It's like, we got to tell,
we have a minute left. Benny says we have a minute left. So, you're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. We want to thank the Oil Lounge. And if you're serious about psychic self-defense, take our course. And we want to thank you for joining us. Thank you to Benny and Kat for being our producers and keeping us on time. And Laura, next week, you're going to get to share your journey for help. We want everyone to know how grateful we are that you listen, and we encourage you to share Laura's story this week, especially and next week, on what she did, her trauma, and how eventually you may be able to help someone else who says, oh, my kid's so psychic, I don't know what to do.
Or an empath or sensitive, because it's all kind of the same thing, really.
And so until we talk to you next week, have a wonderful week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good day to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. A few sun breaks at the moment. Let's take also a look at the traffic grid. I-5 northbound this time, just after yesterday way. It's heavy through those downtown Seattle exits and Mercer Street, as well as onto the 520 eastbound exit and University of Washington, but smooth right after Northeast 45th Street. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's the Dr. Pat Show and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, stopping by. So get your dialing fingers ready for a mini angel reading. Stay tuned.
Asking China, shooting settlement. I'm Mike Moss. President Trump today said he wants China to investigate his political opponent Joe Biden and his son Hunter. We get more from White House correspondent Bob Costantini.
Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan tweets, Trump just doesn't learn his lesson. It's illegal to pressure a foreign government to investigate a political rival. While Democrats are sharpening their impeachment knives, Mr. Trump seems to think it is okay to try to get another country to investigate the former vice president, who at the time was the Democratic frontrunner for the 2020 nomination. And it's not just Ukraine.
Likewise, China has started an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
Hunter Biden's business dealings in China, including a partnership with John Kerry's son, are being scrutinized by conservatives who claim they got special treatment because he was the vice president's son.
Bob Costantini, the White House.
The Biden campaign quickly responded, and correspondent Arlette Science reads their statement.
What Donald Trump just said on the South Lawn of the White House was this election's equivalent of its infamous Russia, if you're listening, moment from 2016. A grotesque choice of lies over truth and self over country.
The baseball playoffs are underway, and correspondent John Stolness reports the New York Mets aren't playing.
The Mets have fired second-year manager Mickey Callaway after a season in which they finished 86-76, but played 20 games over 500 after the All-Star break and outscored opponents by 100 runs. They finished in third place in the National League East behind the Braves and Nationals. That makes seven teams looking for new managers, along with the Angels, Cubs, Giants, Padres, Pirates, and Royals. The Phillies are said to be considering a change at manager as well, which would make it eight.
MGM Resorts has agreed to an $800 million settlement with victims of the deadliest mass shooting 2 years ago in Las Vegas. 58 people killed, hundreds more hurt. The Dow is up 67. I'm Mike Moss.
Hey, want to know what's cool? Pinal Beach Resort and Casino. We've got luxury ocean view rooms, Vegas-style casino with 24-hour slots, ocean view fine dining, great daily food and drink specials, and live entertainment every day of the week. Oh, did I mention we're on the beach? Washington Beach, that is. And I almost forgot the coolest part of it all, the weather. I'll bet we're degrees cooler than where you are right now. Come on out and see for yourself. Call or log on to PinalBeachResort.com. Pinal Beach Resort and Casino. Winners happen here.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. More clouds and rain expected today. Also some thunderstorms around noon and later on this afternoon as well. High temperatures around 60 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 49. For Friday, much of the same. More clouds and rain. High temperatures a little cooler around 58, 59. With again, more clouds and showers through Friday night. Lows down to about 50. For Saturday and Sunday, to dry things up, partly sunny skies and high temperatures in the low to mid-60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio Thrive By. One of the things I love about this, as we move into next year, right, which is our 10th year for Transformation Talk Radio, the network. And, you know, there are certain things in life that show up like they are obstacles or they show up like challenges. And, you know, are they really? Are they really? And what is it about them that we look at and how we hold in our consciousness that may either bring us closer to prosperity or not? You know, today Sue Storm is with us because one of the things she is known for is looking at prosperity, but how do the angels help us with this? What are these messages all about? And when we think about this and for what she does as the angel lady, how do we tie it all together so that we understand what Archangel Uriel is all about? Now, Uriel is not Ariel with an A. It's a different archangel. But it's the archangel that completely collects the energy of prosperity. And Sue is going to take us on a journey in terms of what that is. But here's the thing. How do we attract additional funds? How do we do that? What does it look like? And if you're looking at yourself and you're thinking, I am so far in debt, I'm not even sure if there's a fund available for me. I've kind of given up on that. Or maybe you want to save up money for a vacation. Or maybe you have plenty of money, but you're looking at a different way to branch out in life. This show is for you. Sue, it's great to have you.
Here.
So tell us about today and tell us about this idea of angels and prosperity. Tell us the story of that, how they work together, and what it is you discovered along the way.
Okay. Well, the one most important thing is prosperity to angels is everything working okay, every aspect of your life. So prosperity isn't just funds. It isn't just income. It isn't just relationships. It's everything. It's health, happiness, relationships, good fortune. Everything working together makes your prosperity. And also, the angel just popped in and said, what about manifesting your dreams? Yes, manifesting your dreams is part of the angelic view, I guess you'd say, of prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
They're here to help. And Uriel is the archangel of prosperity, and Katrina is the angel specialist for prosperity. But again, since it's only, I guess prosperity is a category as opposed to every little individual section of what prosperity is. Does that make sense to you, Dr. Pat?
I think it makes sense, but I think what really is important about what we're talking about today is when we look at the misconception we have around angels. And one of the things that I'm talking about is, you know, we're looking at folks that do foxhole prayers, those things where your life has turned out not in a way that you thought, and so your last option is to talk to angels, hope for miracles, you know, all of the above. And what we're talking about today is the readiness of the energy of that and how not to wait until you're knee-deep in a foxhole to figure that out. And I think that's the main difference. You know, you could either have a mantra, like my mantra came from a woman, Deb Engel, who said, Pat, I challenge you to try this prayer. And the prayer was really simple. It was, thank you, God, for everything, everything in your life, right? You break your leg, same thing, all of them. And I think those are the things we don't know we can do. We certainly don't think we can get help the way you're talking about today from angels. So I would love for you to talk about how the angels have showed up for some of the people that you work with. And, yep, I'm okay calling them miracles, Sue. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have most of the people I work with on Miracle Watch, so we're just watching for miracles. I have so many stories. I don't even know where to start. What it is, it's about someone being right there when you need them. You make a request and it manifests. In particular, I guess just knowing the right person at the right time. But I wanted to go back a little bit, too, Dr. Pat, about when things aren't going really well in mm-hmm. your life and you end up and you think, what is this? It's probably a little push in the direction of your life's purpose. Because if you're not on your life's purpose, and the angels that we're going to be talking about today are for your life's purpose, if you're not doing that, then things just don't go real well. There's like bumps in the road. And it's kind of like a little push to your prosperity or to get into your life's purpose so that you're doing what you're meant to do. And then there's ease. And one of the things that I say is to make things, whatever you're wishing for, say with ease. So ease in life. The angels say life is easy. We just don't know how to live it. We're just not taught how to do that. But examples of the different things that have happened. Someone just cancellations. This is another thing. I needed someone. I'll just do me. I needed someone to go with me to a wedding, and I couldn't find anyone to go. And all of a sudden, this woman has a cancellation. She was supposed to go out of town, and it didn't work out. And, wow, she went to the wedding with me. I think it's just how things happen, and they fit together. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And the reason that it's important to talk about is that I think we have the preconceived notion that we have to be at a point of desperation to ask for help around prosperity. And that's not the case. I mean, you might have a book inside of you, or you might have a dream, you know, to be on the stage and do something amazing. But yet at the same time, what do we do, or what do we hold in our consciousness to bring that forward? The other thing, Sue, is, you know, things don't turn out the way we think. I mean, for example, let's say we had on our list, I want to be a great keynote speaker. I want to be able to get up in front of people and share my story, or whatever that looks like. It may not happen the way you think. You know, traditionally, right, you think about, yeah, let me get part of a speaker's bureau. Let me find somebody to put a media kit together. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me do this. But yet, that's not the way it shows up. Maybe it shows up about you speaking about some school project you did, or something you did for your children as a way, and that way then connects you to other things. And that's what I want you to talk about as well when we come back from break, because a lot of times we don't realize that the angels are not just simply offering us a quota of what we can have. And that, I think, is one of the greatest misconceptions we have. Like, Sue, only let me ask for this one little thing, okay? Can I just do this one little thing, Sue? Right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know where we got that from, but that ain't it. So before we go to break, we're going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-930-2819. Please tell folks, when they call in today, what is it that's available to them through you?
Oh, do you want my little package? Is that my little package?
More like, can they find out their angels?
Oh,
can they ask
a
question?
Sure, absolutely. You can find out the names of your angels, and we talked about they are the ones for your life's purpose. So if you follow those angels, work with them, welcome them into your life, your life's purpose is going to manifest if it hasn't already, and be with the angels. And then you can also ask a question of your angels. And be very specific in the question. Don't just say, angel, give me a message or tell me about my life. Be very specific. What do you want to know? And they will let you know. And they will help you. And it should work out really well.
All right. We're going to take a short break, everybody. But this is the number to call in. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a shout. We're ready to get you fired up and bring on the, what do we want to say? Cha-ching. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Knowledge Book Radio with Marsh Potasik has a special gift for everyone out there to receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift. Send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book. Discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com. Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One true home,
behind the veil of forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
In Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walking, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. Into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The truth is funny. This happens. The school at Marie Stephens is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Just fine up in this thing. Has her all this time. She's so
heavenly. Yeah, we're talking about angels. And we're talking with angels. We are taking your calls and we're taking your questions today. 1-800-930-2819. The other thing you should know is when Sue joins us on the show, the other thing that she will also be talking to you about are who are your angels. But more importantly, how do you use them? You know, what is it that you want to bring forth in your life, or maybe you want to do less? But what is that about, and how do you go about it? Today, Sue is covering prosperity, one of our favorite topics. And along the way, when you think about these things, are you able to think expansively about your life? I mean, and what do I even mean by expansively about your life? I mean, think about where your life is today, and maybe you have a great life, but maybe there's something else that you want to bring forth in it for your future, or maybe there's some healing that is, you know, needed to happen. Whatever that is, this is your show, 1-800-930-2819. And we are talking about prosperity as Benny is gathering people on the phone, right, Benny? Just like we always
used to. Yeah, we can start that right now. Sure, we have. Yeah, we have Debbie.
15 years of doing this with Miss Sue.
You got it.
Yeah, let's go, B.
Debbie from Illinois. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good.
Debbie, how are you rocking it?
I'm doing wonderful. I have a question. I've just had an interest in angels lately. With I've been doing some Reiki. I'm a level 2 Reiki, and I've been trying to bring angels into my treatments and stuff, and I'm just wondering who my guardian angels are.
Okay, sure. Let us give you your angels. I love this part.
Absolutely. Okay, so you have a Raphael, which fits with your life's purpose, because Raphael is healing and compassion, and that's your archangel. And then you have another healing archangel, and that's for healing arts practitioners. And obviously, you're doing your Reiki. So that's Mira, M-I-R-R-A. So who's the angel that's with you. She's your angel specialist. And then you also have Timothy, the angel of good fortune. And that one's obvious. Lots of abundance and more good fortune coming to you, he tells me.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so I know you have a question. I mean, I seriously know you have a question. I just know that, some weird thing that I know about that. Tell us what that is.
Well, I want to know how I can use my angels to help me.
Yes.
To help me.
Yes.
You know, in so many ways, you can't even count them all. So you can welcome them into your life, talk to them, think about them. And use them for any type of activity. We have 120 angels for all kinds that I've identified. There's more for all kinds of different things. You can have. What would you like to? Why don't you tell us what angels you would like? What would you need them for? And then I can give you some ideas.
Okay. Well, personally, I would like to have one for myself. I've had a hip replacement that I'm having problems with my feet, the top of my feet. And when I do Reiki on them, it seems to heal it, but the pain just keeps on coming back.
Oh, I know what this is a little bit, but I'm not a doctor in that way. But I'm going to let Sue go, and then you and I can, us girls can talk, right?
Okay.
Go ahead,
all right.
Sue.
So what I'm thinking, Peter is the angel of good health. But I'm also, I really wish we're going to have a Dr. Pat special on the show, and I really wish you would take us up on that and let me help you, because I've got a whole bunch of different ideas on what the angels can do to help you specifically with that situation. And Dr. Pat,
okay.
You can head next, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so can I ask you a question? How long has your hips been bothering you?
I had a replacement 5 years ago. And other than my feet hurting, I'm fine. It's just I have problems with the tops of my feet. It feels like I'm walking on glass, but it's not on the bottom. It's on the top of them.
Okay. And have you been back to your doctor?
No, I haven't gone back to them.
Okay. So 5 years since, and how long have you had this problem with the top?
The top probably just started happening maybe 2 years ago.
Okay. That's the kind of thing you absolutely want to go back to your doctor for. And let me give you an example about my life, right? One of the things that I think that we don't think enough about is how things affect us in different ways. So let me give you a simple example. I had something, you know, similar that was going on to my body, and I went to the doctor and, you know, I tore something, not in my hip, but, you know, close to that. I tore a little muscle, not operative. They don't want to do it. But what happens is, because of the pain, you start to walk differently or act differently. But the other thing to think about is our bodies are miraculous. They are works of art. And the top of your feet could have to do with any number of things. Energetically, acupuncturists and others will tell you about what that is. You know what I'm saying, right? Because you're a Reiki master,
yes.
So... yeah, energetically, they have a meaning. However, having said that, what we also know about the feet is that the feet are attached to the nervous system of just about anywhere. And, you know, my buddy had a hip replacement as well, and he had something similar. But what it was is when he got his new hip, he had to also change the way he was walking, because for so long the pain was so bad that he absolutely couldn't walk right. And so he literally had to retrain his body. But what I want to say to you, though, is I don't know if they're related, but it's worth a shot at the doctor to just go back and take a have a chat with your doctor and let them figure it out. Because they may or may not be related. And from an energetic perspective, Sue will help you with that. But for me, whenever you've had a major surgery like that, you know, you never know exactly what's going to happen. But the most important thing is you need to go to the doctor, and I'm sure you're covered by insurance, right? Go to the doctor and have them take a look at it and say, look, this thing started about 2 years ago, and it's just unbearable. And get it looked at, right, Sue?
Yes. But also what I do is I have people, like, touch the area that is bothering them, and then I can actually energetically kind of go into that area and find out if there's an emotional component as well. So that's why I was suggesting she call me. It could be physical and emotional and several different things.
I completely agree, because 9 times out of 10, it is. It is. It's not always one thing like we think it is, right? And the point is that you called in the show for a very good reason, and I think that that reason is important for you to now take the next step of action. By the way, as we move this month from Sagittarius in Jupiter, Jupiter has moved to Sagittarius. It's been there for a year. Jupiter will move to Capricorn. Capricorn is all about prosperity, but these two together, right, when Jupiter and Saturn get together, this is about action. And so this is a time for you to, you can work with Sue, and yes, you pick up the phone and you call the doctor, right?
Okay, I can do that. I can give Sue a call as well. And she's in Illinois, and I'm in Illinois as well. So that
was there you go. Yeah. Hey, I met a bunch of cool people from Illinois as well. Yeah, I met a bunch of cool people
on my
travel
days. Thank you. Love talking to you guys.
All right.
Can I give her my number to call?
Sure.
Anyone calling for a consultation is 800. Now, this is my personal number, 800-323-1790. 323-1790. That's to get to me directly.
Very good. Thank you, Sue. I have it. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah, let's get you some help. Okay, who do we have next, Benny?
We have open lines, 800-930-2819.
I love it. Sue, let's get back to the conversation on prosperity. But before we do that, we're going to go to break. What is the special you have for people today?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the special that everyone seems to like, especially Dr. Pat listeners, is what I call my Dr. Pat special. So you pay for 1/2 hour of my time, but you actually get an hour. So you get the second half hour at no charge. We split them up into 2 half hours, and the second half hour is at no charge. So that's the Dr. Pat special. And you can go to my website, www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net, or call 800-323-1790 and set up your Dr. Pat special. And believe me, you will be glad you did. You will feel more energized. You'll feel more peace. The angels don't take a long time to make big shifts. And so if you're ready for a big shift, give me a call.
I love it. Thank you, Sue. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we have got prosperity on our minds. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless with wisdom of Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that will inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
And I know might sound crazy, but after all that I still loved you, wanna come back in my life. But now there's something that I have to do.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. For more about me, you can go to the drpatshow.com. And pretty soon, Dr. Pat B, that site will be up. DrPatB.com will be ready. And Sue, why don't you tell folks how they can find out about you?
Sure, absolutely. So you can go to my website, theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. And find out about me and all the specials that I have and different things that are available. There's actually a form you can fill out and ask a question and get the names of your angels at no charge. And then you can set up a Dr. Pat special with me and really, really change your life. Find out what's holding you back. Find out how to move forward. And let the angels just lift you up. That's what they're telling me. They're going to lift everybody up.
I love it. And by the way, we are ready to go to the phones with Mr. Benny.
We are. We'll take Walter calling in from Graham. Hi, Walter.
Hi, Walter.
Hello. Hello. Yes, I was wondering why it is that people can't get angels to appear on Earth anymore. I mean, in ancient times, they would appear. And it seems like the worse the world got, the less the angels would appear. And then seems to me if we could get one to appear and go to our violent nations or whatever. I mean, an angel's powerful enough to stop the whole world. So I just wonder why people I mean, some people say, well, we're not supposed to open that door to try and get something to appear because evil or the devil will appear. But it seems to me, if you're trying to contact something of God and all you get is evil, we're doomed anyway. So I just wonder what your opinion is on that.
Well, we're not doomed. Okay. Mm. So I have many stories in my book of people who have seen angels. They've seen them at a time when they needed them. Now, not necessarily, and so it's not that it isn't happening. I think it just isn't happening in the larger picture, you know, with governments and communities and different things like that. But if you got one of my Angel First Aid books, you would see many stories of people who have had an angel appear to them. Usually, and I don't even know how many I can tell you, Archangel Michael. And then the angels are doing things, and of course they're good things anyway. One of the things that I saw was when, do you remember when I can't think of that one right now. Who's the eraser?
Mario Andretti.
That's it, right. When he crashed and came out, walked away, I watched Archangel Michael put his hands around the side of that car. And I looked three or four times. I watched it repeat three or four different times because that angel was there. And so I think we're just either not attuned to seeing them, or if we really need to, they're there. But I have to tell you, get one of my books and you'll see specifically how the angels do appear. And by the way, that was a really good question. I loved your question.
Yeah, I have a different perspective I want to share with you about that. I think the angels are appearing every second of every day. And let me tell you how I know that. I think we have a view of angels and a perception of how they should appear to us. And what I mean by that is, you know, are they going to have giant wings? Right? But if you think about the things in a lifetime, you know, and I've really recently reflected on this for myself. And I thought about the many ways. As a matter of fact, the subtitle for the book I'm writing is called, you know, all the ways I should have been dead, but am not, you know. And so it talks about the angels that show up in different forms, right? You know, one example, in different forms. One of them is an angel of a hotel guy when I was homeless and looking for a place and had no money that gave me the keys to a room to get me off the street. I mean, that's an angel. So let me just say one other thing. If in the, and let's just call it in Christianity, but it's not only Christianity. Every religion has a light and a dark, right? If the dark side was so prevalent, we wouldn't be able to have any moments of light. And I just experienced one of the most beautiful moments of light in L.A. on a campaign with John Legend to write video notes. And there's a video because his nephew wrote a beautiful song. And you see, that's how angels show up. When it brings people together of all ages, of all colors, from all walks of life, on one day, came together on one day to shoot a video about a song that's about love and how to stop hate. So I'm one of those people that I believe that the dark side is not winning out because we would see more of it. You know, I'm watching the light show through in truth now, not just in our country, but in multiple countries. We're seeing where truth is showing up. I'm not saying there's not a battle or a tension between light and dark. I think there's tension and contrast of any kind. But I think it's for all of us to not lose hope in the light because every day there are miracles going on.
Well, it's just like at church. It seems to me the most important thing they could do at church would be say, well, look, Jesus, please appear. Mary, please appear. We're ready for you now. And when that time comes, when people, when all the world, when they're not guilty for their what they've done and what they do, they seem like they'd be able to say, God, please appear. We want you to appear. We want to be with you, you know, in real time. We don't want to wait till we're dead and have to, you know, go through that.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this because we gotta run. Let me say this. The people I listen to, the spiritual teachers I listen to, they are telling us that they are appearing. We're not talking to them. We're not talking to them and so they are appearing. And so this is really an interesting conversation, but here's what I want to say. Hold the space in your life to get the message for you specifically that you need, and let's see what happens. Hold the space that they are appearing, and let's see what happens. Thanks. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Oh,
wow. That was great. I loved it. Sue, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to keep rolling. I think, Benny, you have another caller for us?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, Camille from Oregon. Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Hi. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, you bet. How can we help you today?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, I am looking to work with angels to help me to manifest some money.
Well, you called the right show. That's what we're doing here.
Great.
Do you want your angel names to start?
Sure. Yeah, please.
Okay. All right. So, again, your funds and your prosperity come along with your life's purpose. So hearing your angel names is going to give you an idea of what direction you should be going in if you're not there already. And it sounds like that's where we have to go with that. Okay, so your archangel is Michael. Michael is guidance and protection. And then you have an archangel. Oh, you have two archangels. That's really important. You have Archangel Gabriel, and that Gabriel is messages and communication. And then your other angel is Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of divine grace. Now, what I noticed missing is a money angel. So I'm going to see if anybody volunteers. Timothy is the angel of good fortune, and Timothy volunteers to be with you and help you with your fundraising, so to speak. How's that?
Mm. That's great.
Do you have a price tag in mind?
Of course. I have specific bills that must be paid.
Give me a number.
Okay. It would be beautiful if I could just get $3,000.
All right. I'm going to help you now. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some help?
Yeah.
I mean it, like for real. This is for real. I'm going to help right now.
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, tell me how much that money is again. Lay it on me, too. I need to hear it.
Well, you know what? Forget that. $5,000. That's even better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Forget that right now. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. All right? This is what we're going to say. You ready? I'm going to say it first, and you're going to say it. Okay, so it's going to go like this. Okay, angels, Uriel especially, here's the deal. I am requesting from you, I desire this, $5,000 per month or more, so that I can live the life that y'all said that I was deserving of. That is it. You said that. So I'm requesting right here, right now, the power that you have within you, $5,000 or more. Thank you. Thank you, angels. Thank you, God. Thank you, whoever you thank. Come on, let me hear you say that.
Okay. Angels, I am requesting $5,000 or more. Thank you, angels. Thank you so much.
And can I add something?
Sure.
Can I add something?
Let's get it going.
Any request is best said. I mean, you can say it any time of the day, but before you go to sleep at night, make your request. So if you say it during the day, don't forget, before you go to bed, because angels don't sleep, they can work at night. So get your 5,000 coming in and mention it before you go to sleep.
Okay. I'm going to give you one last trick because this one right here that I'm about to give you, this is the closer. You ready?
Okay.
So what I do is I thank them in advance. So what I say is I want to thank you for the outstanding manifestation you have already given me, you have given me, of that 5,000 or greater. And as a matter of fact, I want to thank you for that right now. So you thank them because you've already gotten it. You got to hold the space for
right.
getting it. Do you see what I'm saying? So give it
I
a
do.
Shot. Thank them right now. I've already given it to you right there in that bank account, just loving it, manifesting interest.
Angels, thank you. Thank you for already providing for me.
How much? How much?
$5,000 or more each month.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. I love it. Okay, I'll keep, and now I'm going to give you the exercise that my spiritual mentor gave me.
Okay.
70 times a day for 70 days, in your mind or out loud, thank you, angels. That's all. That's it. It's that simple.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm going to go back and listen to this again.
You can do it. All right. Thank you for calling in. All
okay,
right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Awesome. Benny. I don't want to keep anybody waiting, but I'm going to keep rolling.
We got open line, so 800-930-2819.
Beautiful. Hey, Sue, can you tell folks about what you're doing to help them this month?
Help with the Dr. Pat special?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure, absolutely. Okay, so with the Dr. Pat special, you get an hour of my time, a session with me and your angels that'll literally change your life, energize you, lift you up, and bring you prosperity. And you pay for a half hour, and then the second half hour is at no charge. So you just, it's the best special that's out there, because think about an hour with just your angels talking to you, helping you, listening to you, advising you. It's well worth it.
I love it. All right, back to the topic of prosperity. But before I do that, I have got somebody that sent us a message, and I need to get it to you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Pat and Sue. Hi, Barbara. Thank you. I am wondering who my guardian angels are. This is Barbara from Illinois. Hi, Dr. Pat and Sue. I'm wondering who my guardian angels are. Question. I had what was thought to be a stroke, but I have fully recovered. They think it was a transient ischemic attack. Right.
TIA. Okay.
Yeah. I'm wondering what could I do to avoid this happening again?
You know,
Barbara.
The first thing the angel said was be more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just know they're there, know they're helping you, and be more peaceful. That was what they said. But let me give you her angel name, too. You have Gabriel, who's the angel of messages and communication. And then you have Nancy, who's the angel of productivity, getting things done. And then, interesting, no money angel here, too. Solomon is the angel of safety and security. That would be part of feeling safe, that this is not going to happen to you again. And the money angel that's volunteering is Katrina, angel of prosperity.
All right. Okay, there we go. And so I've got one more caller I think we could get in here, Mr. Benny.
I will take Jamila calling in from Seattle. Hi, Jamila.
Hi, Jamila.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Very awesome.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm just calling in. I browsed your radio show, and it sounds interesting, and I just figured I'd give it a try.
Yeah, we're having a blast.
Do you want to?
Yeah. So, yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, let's start with that. All right. So, actually, you have very interesting angels. Your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion, and he tells me that's you. You're a not necessarily a healer per se, but you're compassionate and you have a very big heart. And he's very proud of you. Oh, that's wonderful. That's an angel message. And then you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity, and she tells me you're creative with your mind, and you're always working on some kind of project or something that you can manifest. And then your money angel is Timothy, the angel of good fortune. So you were born with a money angel. How are you doing in that area?
It comes and goes, but I never lack. That's for sure. And as far as the creativity piece, I'm a hairstylist, so I am always creative and I'm always doing something. I have new clients, you know, every other day. So I believe you.
And let me tell you, you have to be compassionate because you have to listen to all their stories, right?
I'm very, very compassionate. I think I would consider myself one of those empaths where I can suck in other people's feelings and emotions and things like that. I get really connected for some reason. Sometimes it's okay, but then I'm not. Other times I really don't like that because it comes off to
me. You
but
might have to
that's awesome.
Kind of a, like a little shield around you if it gets to be too much.
Yeah.
I call it
how would that be done?
I think of it as a, well, you can, I'll do it first, Dr. Pat, but I think of it as a cloak. You're wearing a cloak, and it comes with a hood and stuff like that, and it just protects you. It's a cloak of protection or a cloak of, I don't know, it's not really protection. It's just a cloak that, I know, they're telling me, guard your space. Inside that cloak is your space, so their stuff doesn't come into you.
Correct.
That helps.
Correct. That's awesome. Yeah. And so I'm calling today. I want to start being able to manifest things, and I'm asking for $300,000.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I really am, and I'm standing firm on it, believing that I'm going to have it.
Yeah. Listen to me. I am so glad you called in today. I'm going to share something with you. And I'm not talking about it very much, but I'm going to tell you about it. I want you to be able to hold the space for $300,000 or greater.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we're not here in this game. So we're here to play to win. Everything about the universe, everything about spirit, everything about what you believe, whatever that God is abundant. It really is. It's actually opulent. When you think about this earth, this is a place of opulence. There's so much here. I mean, look at the diversity in people. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Even physically and spiritually, because people get stuck in a certain mindset and they're comfortable there. And then they look at you like, I feel like they think that I think that I'm better because I want more for myself. And, he said he's, going to give us above and beyond what we can imagine. So
that's right. That's right.
I'm a true believer
that
and God's word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you don't get messages like greater things than these you shall do as something that's like, what? Greater things than what? Like what you did? Like the miracles you did? What? Yeah, we got to live in the space. Now, and the other thing I want to say to you is I know you believe you're going to get it. Don't ever lose faith. It may not show up exactly the way you think it will. I mean, I called something in my life in January, and I didn't really get attached to how it was going to happen. And I got to tell you, I spent 2 days in L.A., and I'm changed. I mean, I do this every day, and I didn't think it could get any better. And I'm personally changed. I stood in front of people from all walks of life, and I found myself on stage doing a video for a song with John Legend. And I'm telling you, I didn't write down on my list that I wanted to do that, because if I'd have had that on my list, I would have thought it would be impossible for that to ever happen. I had something else that's related. And how it happened was through a relationship I had with somebody that worked with us about 8 years ago. And she talked about the influence of what we're doing. So what I want to say to you is don't let anybody take you off your energetic game around this. You know, what you have been called to do. And I got to tell you, the people that I met at this event, we were all having so much fun. We were dancing. I met a guy, Tony, who started an organization called Lead Strong. And we're talking about how people that are incarcerated, how they don't have lives when they come out. And so all I want to say to you is, don't ever give up on what your dream is. And every day, consider thinking bigger. Do you think you can do that?
I know I can, and I will. And that's crazy that you said that. Well, it's not crazy. It's just actually divine confirmation, because I was just going to go to get some papers to put them on the wall so that I can start writing down what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do them, and then, like, make daily goals and weekly goals and monthly goals so that I can see, and it can be in my face every day.
That's
and
it.
And you just take, you know, one little step at a time until the goal is achieved. I am very aware of the higher power and, you know, my divine connection with the, I believe in God. I call him the Most High. You know, he is the greatest power that will ever be, and that is. I truly believe in him. I read my word, and I try to communicate his message and his love to everybody that I come in contact with. I know that things like this, just this radio station, I just was plumbing through, and I found it, and you guys were talking about angels, and I just think that's very much needed in any community.
It is.
You know, in every community, no matter what color or race or creed or what you believe in, because we all have to serve a higher power, and nobody's better than the other. I'm a true believer of that. Like, if you don't have $10 or you have $1,000 or $2 million, you know, I think that, you know, you can't take it with you. So at the end of the day, we should be humble.
I'm telling you something. You're on fire. Here's the thing I want to say, because we're going to be done in about 2 minutes. What you have shared today, you're not even going to really feel how many thousands of people's lives you're touching right now in this show and that will listen to the podcast. You are a carrier of light, and I want to just hope that you hold that. And I hope you call in again. Thank you so much, all right? Let me know how this works out. Oh, my goodness. Wow, Sue, that was a great, great show. Please tell folks how they can find out more about you and anything else you'd like to share with people.
Okay, all right. So you can find out about me at my website, theangellady.net. HEANGELLADY.net. And my 800 number is to call me direct is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And
all right.
The Dr. Pat special is there for you. How's that?
All right. I love it, everybody. And here's what I want to say. Just check it out, the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. And guess what? We got another hour coming up right on Transformation.